In the meantime, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد رب اشرح لي صدري يسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني قولي اللهم فاعلم ما علمت علمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما يا رب العالمين. For those of us that would like to also look on to the hadith, you can join on the Zoom link, so that way the screen is available on your phone. This is much better. So, again, if anyone would like to join on, you're allowed to, inshallah ta'ala. That way you can see the hadith as well. So this is our, I think, fifth year of doing the Shama'il, which is the book from Imam Tirmidhi rahimahullah ta'ala. Imam Tirmidhi wrote a book on the exquisite characteristics of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A beautiful characteristic is called a shamla. A shamla is a beauty mark, and so the plural of it is Shama'il, right? So the beautiful characteristics of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he compiled into one kitab. It's an amazing book, mashallah. Over the course of 5 years since we've been here, I just noticed, I checked today, we're on hadith number 369. And Allahu Akbar, you know, subhanAllah, little by little, mashallah. I didn't think we would get this far, honestly. But alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Allah's blessing is here. The main niyyah that we need to have when we sit in these gatherings is to adorn ourselves with the beautiful characteristics of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We're sitting here because we love the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We're sitting here because we want to see the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We're sitting here because the best way to become a person who's connected to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is to practice the Mubarak Sunnah. So we make dua that Allah allows us to be from them, inshallah ta'ala. If anyone likes some atar, inshallah, you know, we should adorn the gathering a little bit, right? So inshallah. I'll pass it around if you need, inshallah. Please take. This is a gift from someone from Medina. They just came back. So if you'd like to use, inshallah ta'ala, please. And if you don't, you can just pass it. It's there for everyone. Jais. Okay, inshallah. That's why it says on the screen, it says Shema'il day 20. Because I counted all the days we've been doing. This is day number 20, mashallah. So we'll continue from where we left off from there. And I encourage everyone, inshallah, that if you feel like after listening to these lessons, I want to start the book from the beginning, then find Shama'il of Tirmidhi. It's all in English, Urdu, Bangla, every language, mashallah, has been translated to. It's a wonderful kitab. It wouldn't take you too long to finish. But you'll learn so much about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that you cannot learn from other books. In one place. It's all in one place, mashallah. We only cover a little bit a day. I don't want to overwhelm everyone. That's always my intention. Small things you remember, inshallah, you bring it back home, you share with your family, and you practice on it, inshallah. May Allah grant us all tawfiq. This chapter is Babu Ma Ja'a fi Aishi Aishin Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a chapter on which on the life or the living of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وفي قال حدثنا قتيبة بن سعيد قال حدثنا أبو الأحوص عن سماك بن حرب قال سمعت النعمان بشير رضي الله عنه أنهم يقول لستم بي في طعام وشراب ما شئتم لقد رأيت نبيكم صلى الله عليه وسلم وما يجري من الدقر ما يملأ بطنه سبحان الله. So obviously when it comes to living, what's the first thing that people think about in terms of living? Money is a big one. What's another thing? What do you spend your money on?
Oh.
Yeah. What's back right after that?
Health.
Well, what do you need to get? Food. There we go. MashaAllah. And this is the big one. This is the big one that Imam Tirmidhi starts with. He talks about the food of the Prophet. We covered the chapter a while back, and he reminds us of one of those hadiths. What does it say? It reminds us because if you can fix your food problem, you can fix every problem. If we can just fix our ta'am, we can fix everything else. All of our diseases, all of our illnesses, all of our health problems, all of our sleeping problems, all of our bathroom problems, all of our ibadah problems are all located in food. If we can just fix this one problem, everything else gets fixed. But we don't want to touch this problem. This is the one bayan if Maulana gives, I'm going to get out the masjid next day. Like, why is he talking about this? Don't talk about this topic, you know? So I want to just focus on a couple of things for us just to kind of advance in this, okay? The first thing, inshallah, will be about our intention. Second thing is about gratitude. And the third thing is about amount, okay? Amount is not the one we want to hear, obviously. That's why I put it third. The intention is the first thing. What is our intention when we eat? Usually just, I'm hungry. No one ever thinks that I should have an intention when I'm eating, right? What is the niyyah behind food? It's not that I'm hungry, now I need to eat. That's what an animal does. An animal will just say, I'm hungry, and he goes to eat, right? That's it. A human being who's a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya Allah, I'm going to feed myself this food. That way I have energy for your ibadah. Now, subhanAllah, the food that you eat at your dinner, inshallah, will now become something which you get reward for because it'll wake you up for tahajjud, wake up for your fajr. Now you can function, mashallah ta'ala. So the first thing we need to do is when we eat food, we have to change the mentality. And the first intention we need to make is, Ya Allah, I'm eating this food so I can do your ibadah. That's number one. Okay? Second thing is our gratitude. Unfortunately, when it comes to eating now, it's always a complaint. Because we're so living in this lap of luxury that we are, no one ever is grateful for the food that we have. And this is why I want to read this hadith right now. Nu'man ibn Bashir radiyallahu anhu said that, don't you see what you have in terms of food and drink? لَقَدَ رَأَيْتُ نَبِيَّكُمْ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ Nu'man ibn Bashir says, don't you see what you have in terms of food and drink? I saw your Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said to everyone there, he said, I saw your Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. He could not find from rotten dates which could fill his stomach صلى الله عليه وسلم. Yet did you ever hear the Prophet ever complain? You never even heard the Prophet ever complain. No matter how difficult it became to the Prophet in terms of food and difficulties, the Prophet never said a single word against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the first places where we complain is what? Not enough salt. Biryani in the masjid. Oh man, the chicken wasn't good enough today. Okay, halaqa was both lazat, mashallah, both lazat. Mashallah, but like in, you know, the food was like this and this and this, you know? We always want to find a fault in the food. Whereas the Prophet never once he said something against food. If he didn't eat something, he didn't want something, what did he just do? He just didn't touch it. That's how the Prophet was. So we have to understand how grateful we need to be. So number one is intention. Number two is grateful. Third thing is that we have to consider the amounts that we're eating. The Prophet said, it's authentic hadith, no matter how much we don't want to hear it. The Prophet said that the worst vessel, the worst container to fill, it is the stomach. The worst container to fill is the stomach. Ashba'akum fid dunya, ajwa'akum fid akhirah. The Prophet said, the ones who eat the best in this world, the most satisfied in this world, will be the most hungry on the Day of Judgment. And then he said, and the Arifin said, Jawbi'u anfusakum. Now, let me just give you an example before we read it. If you had a very good da'wah to go to, MashaAllah, Mawlana gave you a da'wah. You're like thinking, man, there's going to be 20 dishes on the plane. So what do you do like in the morning and the evening or by the time you get ready? Do you eat anything? You're basically keeping like mini rosa, right? You're just giving mini fast. Because why? Because the food is going to be amazing. Right, he's like, oh, forget about it. Inshallah. May Allah give me tawfiq to do it. I mean, inshallah. Jawbi'u anfusakum li walimatil fiddos. That's what the ulama used to say. They said, make yourselves hungry to eat from the walima in jannatul fiddos. Just make yourself a little hungry in this dunya. So that way your sleep gets corrected. Your food gets corrected. Your bathroom gets corrected. Everything gets corrected. A little bit of space in the stomach, mashallah, will make sure that everything is content and easy for you. All the problems, all the diseases come from the stomach. May the grandest tawfiq, inshallah. That's why you see the Prophet ﷺ, his food was very, very little. This is one hadith. The next hadith we find, and Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, "In kunna, inna alam kunna alam Muhammadin sallallahu alaihi wasallam namkuthu shahran ma nastawqidu binarin in huwa illa tamru wal ma." Aisha radiallahu anha said that we are the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We will not go out an entire month. We would go out an entire month without cooking anything over a fire, and with nothing to eat and drink except for dates and water. This is the difficulty the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through. And so we have to understand, if we're eating good, it should be shukr only. You know, if you ever feel like this, then tell yourself, what are the people in Burma eating? What are the Uyghurs eating? What are these people eating? What are the Yemenis eating? Like, no food in their stomachs for days and days on end. And then subhanAllah, this won't come out of our mouths. You know, it's also frustrating for the wife. You know, mashallah, a very easy solution to fix our problems. Just say mashallah to every meal that you get from your wife. Go home and just say mashallah. What a great meal, mashallah. Even if you hated it, even though no loving at all, mashallah. I remember when I went to Mawla Ibrahim, so I went to one Dawat. And I'm Damad in his house, right? I'm son-in-law in his house. I went to his in-law's house. So I wanted to check. I was going to see how he's doing, you know? Because, you want to learn how to be a son-in-law, right? So Mawla Ibrahim goes to his own Damad's house, you know, I'm sorry, own in-law's house. And he goes there and he's eating. And he's eating. And I know the food. Already I can taste it. There's no salt at all. Right, and I'm just eating it because I'm not going to say anything, because I'm like, so I'm watching him. Because I'm going to say, what are you trying to say? And subhanAllah, he keeps his mouth shut for 20 minutes. And then finally, at the end, he goes and says, what happened to all the salt in the house? But you can see that, mashallah, you know, just to make sure the host is happy with it, you just tolerate mixed supper. And obviously, meant it as a joke at the end, because then the family was there and everything. But having said that, just appreciate what we have. Most important things when we eat. The third thing, inshallah ta'ala, they said, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they came, is from Abu Talha radiallahu anhu, Shakawna ila Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ju'a. We complained to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about our hunger. And then they, Rafa'na an butunina, they lifted their clothes from their stomachs to show their stomachs, and hajar, that each one had a stone. Farafa'a Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam batnihi an hajaraini. And when they went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked this question, the Prophet also lifted up his Mubarak, his Mubarak Qamis, and then they saw underneath the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how many stones? Two stones, covering the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so this is the idea that a leader will have to take, I mentioned this before in one of the halakas that we had, that a leader will have to take double effort. If he wants to lead the people, then he has to experience what the people are experiencing. That's number one. Number two is that a true leader has to do more than everyone else. If we want to make sure as families, as fathers, to make sure our families are okay, then we need to be doing more than anyone else to show the children this is the way to practice deen. And then when we do those things, then people will follow us. Having said that, the Mubarak body of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was never affected by hunger in that way, where you would think that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was weak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The nur on his face would never disappear, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You can never even tell he was hungry, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's starving and he's going through such difficulty, yet his tongue never moves from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is why they put these hadiths in this chapter, because you need to understand that going through all these things in his life, he's a human being. He feels hunger like everyone else, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But it never ever makes his tongue remove from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us that, inshallah. This next one is a very long one, but we're going to cover half today and half tomorrow, inshallah. It is this beautiful hadith, and I'll stop in the middle part, inshallah. It's a hadith from Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. And it just shows us, you can learn a lot of things from this hadith. There's so many things from it. خرج رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم went out. في ساعة لا يخرج فيها. In a time which you normally don't go out. Do you know what time that is? You know in Mecca, right before Zuhr time, how extremely hot that becomes. Normally people don't leave at that time because it's way too hot to leave. So he gets out, صلى الله عليه وسلم, at that time. So now لا يلقاه فيها أحد. Obviously, if you go at that time, no one else, you're not gonna meet anyone because no one else is outside. The Prophet goes out, no one else is there. What does he find? فأتاه أبو بكر رضي الله عنه. Sayyidina Abu Bakr was there. فَقَالَ مَا جَأَبِكَ يَا أَبَا بَكْر. So the Prophet said, Abu Bakr, what brought you out of your house? Right? And so you already know this chapter, we're talking about hunger so much. So it's clearly a hunger problem. But Abu Bakr says something so beautiful. He says, خَرَجْتُ أَلْقَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ وَأَنْظُرُ فِي وَجْهِهِ وَالتَّسْلِيمَ عَلَيْهِ. SubhanAllah. That Sayyidina Abu Bakr says, I came out to meet the Messenger of Allah. I want to look at his face and give salam to him. What does this mean? He says, the ulama describes this and say that Abu Bakr was feeling hunger, but because he saw the Prophet's beloved face, he forgot all his hunger. And similarly, what happens when we are going through a difficulty, but when you see the beautiful face of your child, or you come home, mashallah, or you see your parents, what do you feel? So much happiness, you forget everything. Imagine on Qiyamah, 50,000 years of a day. SubhanAllah, such a strenuous, difficult day. And then SubhanAllah, at the end of it, you see Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now, isn't that worth it? So what we need to do is, and I'll leave it here. We need to do is, we need to make sure that we practice those sunnahs. That make sure we don't get to miss that face, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That's how we live our lives. May Allah grant us that, inshallah ta'ala. Then the Prophet met Umar radiallahu anhu, and he said, Umar, why did you come out? He said, I'm hungry, Ya Rasulullah. We'll get there, inshallah ta'ala, tomorrow. May Allah grant us all tawfiq, inshallah. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazakallahu khairan. So again, every day will be after 7:30, just for a little bit of time. And on Friday, is going to be after 7. So just keep that in mind, inshallah. Jazakallahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.